Oh, said the sister. It's blocked. We'll have to go back. The brother, ever the subtle one, kicked the doors, producing a soft, low, metallic boom. They stood in silence, a most unusual event for them. The brother sighed and was about to kick the doors again, when there came another deep boom right back at them. No, two. A double boom, like someone kicking the doors from the other side. There's someone in there, said the brother.
Oh, I'm scared, said his sister. And so's Mabel.
You and your dolly, he snapped. It's just someone on the other side. Might be from another shelter.
Perhaps, said his sister, there are more kids, and then we'll have a proper gang and...
But before she could develop the fantasy further, there came another boom from the doors. And another. And another. No, wait. That last one wasn't from the doors. It was a louder, sharper boom, this time from above. A bomb exploding nearby, and a tiny tremor shook the tunnel. The children screamed, the sister clutching her dolly tighter. If they had looked, they would have seen the doors shifting, just a fraction. And if they'd not screamed, they would have heard the hiss of pressure equalizing. As it was too dark for the children to see the wisp of smoke slowly escape from the seal between the doors. But then there was another bang to distract them, as a man slammed his hand down on the doors with a big
"Oi!"
which made them all jump. "And what do you think you're doing down here?" the warden asked.
"Just looking, mister," the brother said.
"And who are you?"
"We're the Three Musketeers," the sister chirruped, testing the name.
"I see," he said.
"No, we're not," said the brother. "There's only two of us."
"Looks like three to me," said the warden, as he flashed his torch across their faces.
"One, two, three." Scruffy children standing in a dirty line, the third very stiff and straight, with a strangely expressionless face.
"Hang on," started the brother. "She's not..."
"It's Mabel," said his sister. "I told you she was real."
And the brother felt a shiver as he realised the third child looked just like his sister's toy doll.
But before he could say anything, all three children, including their silent interloper, were ushered firmly back down the line to the shelter.